Hello, my friends. My week without sugar was surprisingly successful. I didn't eat chocolate, sweets, and even didn't taste cake on my birthday. Just once I drank a little bit of Coca-Cola because I forgot that it is sweet. Yes, that's weird to forget, but I'm very talented. First couple of days I tried to avoid sweets and chocolate because I unreally wanted to eat them. I even had dreams about cookies while sleeping. But I was well prepared, so instead of eating sweets, I tried to eat berries, nuts, or fruits. And I should say that I have never eaten so many fruits in my life. And of course, I chose dry wine instead of sweet. I'm joking, or not. Finally, on the third day, I didn't want to eat sweets at all, and I was easily watching my family eating my birthday cake without me. Though they were teasing me a lot, very kind people, I didn't surrender. My challenge finished yesterday, but I still don't want to eat sweets. And what's absolutely amazing is that I have started to have normal breakfasts. Usually I had just a cup of coffee with a cookie and nothing else. Last week I had to deal that I don't have any cookies, so I started to cook full and nutritious meal. Like the oatmeal with berries or something like that. It was nice, but honestly, if I want to continue, I need to learn how to cook oatmeal because mine was almost terrible. What is more, instead of junky snacks, I got used to eating fruits and stopped eating a lot while watching films or working. Usually, it was an enormous plate of chocolate and cookies, and I can't eat the same amount of fruits, berries, or anything else, so I just stopped overeating. That's great. That was my all 1 week experience, and it was really worth doing. So, how our organism reacts on eating sugar? Firstly, there is a great difference between natural sugar, like in fruits or milk, and the added sugar, which is almost everywhere. Since your body digests natural sugar slowly, it offers a steady supply of energy to your cells. At the same time, when you eat added sugar, it can have a quick raise of energy. So your blood sugar spikes and then quickly drops, and you are craving for more sugar. Sometimes it can leave you tired or with a headache. In general, lots of researchers say that eating too much sugar can lead to heart diseases, gaining weight, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and dental problems. Some doctors even consider sugar to be as addictive as drugs, but only for those who eat too much. Eating sugar releases opioids and dopamine in our bodies. As I have already mentioned, dopamine is the neurotransmitter that is a key part of rewarding system associated with addictive behavior. That's why we eat sweets, feel energy and pleasure, and want to repeat. And our brain remembers this pleasant way. But as we repeat it more and more, brain adjusts to release less dopamine. So to feel the same high, you need to increase amounts and frequency. That's how most of the addictions work. By the way, I found the research of Connecticut College. It has shown that Oreo cookies activate more neurons in the pleasure center of the rats' brains than cocaine does. And just like humans, rats would eat the filling first and then the cookies. Though not all the researchers agree that sugar consumption can have the same addictive effect like using drugs, most of them admit that sugar has addictive properties, especially because it is much more available than drugs. The World Health Organization recommends reducing free sugar daily intake to less than 5% of calories. That's about 6 teaspoons. As advantages of eating less sugar, researchers mention losing weight, having cleaner skin, reducing inflammation, and preventing mood shifts. Some also say about better sleeping and being more cheerful, and according to my experience, it's absolutely true. So eat sugar, but don't practice upon it. I've had 3 challenges already and found out that to get rid of habits is easier for me than to form a new one. Maybe because substitution of one habit with another, like reading, instead of checking phone, or for example, eating nuts instead of sweets, that's really much easier. But how to deal with many things that I still would like to do and would like to have in my life, like workouts every day, eating proper food, and waking up early? I've started to search for different methods to do it and found the interesting one. This is the method of paper clips, which goes to the story of one young broker in Canada. It was in 1993. A 23-year-old stockbroker was working in a bank in the suburbs of Vancouver, and nobody expected too much from him. But within 18 months, he was bringing in $5 million to the bank and was earning $75,000 a year himself. That's about $155,000 nowadays. How did he manage? He started the day with two jars on his desk. One was filled with 120 paper clips. Each time he made a sales call, he moved one clip from the full jar to the empty one. So he kept dialing the phone until he moved them all to the second jar. How does it work? Firstly, visual cues work like reminders to start the action, because we're having such a busy life that we simply forget about our habits. Then, visual cues display your progress on a behavior. One look at your paper clips and you immediately have a measure of your progress. Such cues can also have an addictive effect on motivation. As a visual evidence of your progress mounts, it is natural to become more motivated to continue a habit. For me, it sounds interesting and intriguing, and probably can work, so I decided to try. I haven't decided for what challenge to use this strategy, but I will let you know next week. Also, my challenge will be to eat normally the next 7 days, and I hope the rest of my life. I already mentioned that earlier I had cookies and coffee for breakfast. Wouldn't go amiss to add that sometimes it was the only food for me till late night. I almost never have lunches, proper breakfast and dinner. So for me, next week means not to order fast or prepared food, to have at least 3 meals a day and healthy snacks, and not to drink sweet beverages like juices and soda. So next episode of my podcast will be the 4th. So I will share with you not only successes of the next week, but also I will try to sum up the first month of creating habits and having challenges. Challenge yourself, take care, and see you next week.